We are doing Tariyag Mitzvot, and following prayer, we are going to learn now a section about Hatavat Chalomot. Our sages said that if one has a bad dream, so in their times their dream meant a lot. There was a concept of fasting over a bad dream. The sages also said one can do Hatavat Chalomot. He goes to a good friend, three good friends, and they sit together, so to speak, like a court, and the three friends declare that the dream is a good dream. And our sages say that dreams interpretation depends on how people interpret them. So any dream can be interpreted for good. So our sages instituted certain words that should be said, and these words are supposed to make any dream into a good dream. Ideally, one should not say over a dream that one had. One should just go over to three friends and say, I had a dream. Don't even call it a bad dream. I had a dream that I want you to do Hatavat Chalomot. I want you to so to speak, make it into a good dream. And then the Siddurim tells exactly how to do it. We have the whole Nusach, the institution that our sages made, is written out in the Siddur. So he says like this, Kshemetiv Chalomo, when a person makes his dream better, that's called the Tavat Chalomo, Yomari should say like this in preparation. Hareini mukhan umzuman leitiv chalomi, I'm preparing myself to make it into a good dream. Kmo shetiknu chazal, as our sages instituted, that if one has a dream that he's worried about, he should make it into a good dream. Because our sages said, dreams go by the interpretation. Make it into a good dream by having people say it's a good dream. And once I'm listening to the sages and doing this, I'm fulfilling the biblical mitzvah asay and mitzvah lo asay to listen to the sages. Kshelech bashuk, so after he's finished praying and he's taking care of any dream he's had that night, so he's going to go out to work, right? So when he goes into the marketplace, Yomari should say like this, I'm preparing myself to fulfill the biblical prohibition that our sages, that the Torah commands us, limnom nistakel bidmut tzura shel avodat kochavim, to hold myself back from looking at the shape of idol worship. Shneimar, as the verse says, al tifnu la'alilim, don't turn to look at the idols. Person walks by and there's a beautiful idol figurine out there. Our sages said, there are idols, don't turn to even look at their beauty. And furthermore, I accept upon myself, so that's a biblical commandment. We don't stop to even look at idols. And furthermore, I accept upon myself not to read works of idol worship that they put together. I'm not going to learn about how you worship this idol and what are the laws of this idol worship. And not to think about them, and nor anything of its things.